Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and unbelievers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please continue to like us on our Facebook page, and thank you, everyone who's had an opportunity to do so. That's Women Speak Now on Facebook. Thanks, everyone, again, who already had an opportunity, that you guys are liking it, and you are truly appreciated. Thank you, Pastor E, for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. You may have topics that you want to hear discussed here on Women Speak Now. Guess what? Give us those topics. You can give it to us directly on the Facebook page, Women Speak Now. You can also give them through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome dynamic network, the Now Network, or myself. Now, listening audience, don't be shy. Don't feel any type of way. We need to hear from one another. I said we need to hear from one another. I need to hear from you. All of us need to hear each other's perspectives, each other's experiences, each other's testimonies. So please, please get involved in the conversation. At the end of this discussion, I welcome you to go ahead and press one. All you got to do is press one and come on in and let's talk about it. So, yes, you do have something to say. And we welcome you to speak now and be heard. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Father God, we thank you for waking us this morning, Father God. We give you thanks, oh, great Jehovah, for you are truly a mighty good God. You are a loving God, a compassionate God, a forgiving God. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And we pray for a great release of healing on tonight by the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Shower down. Send your anointing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Minister Michelle, before we get started, I want to put a call out tonight. I am challenging women to speak up and be heard. I'm in the background, but I want to hear more ladies get involved in this conversation. I want to hear more people dialing one. Don't be afraid tonight. Tonight is your night to release. Tonight is your night.
Amen.
You can never be forgiven without speaking. And the Lord just put on my heart, Minister Michelle, to put a call out tonight. Don't just sit there and listen. Dial one. Get involved. This is not just for ratings or to say Pastor E and the Now Network and Minister Michelle have a great show going on. This is really for you. Women to speak now and be heard now, not put on hold, not put on the back burners, but to be heard now. We want you to dial one at the end of this broadcast. Listen to these dynamic women of God as they share and as they, go back and forth and the Lord allow the Lord to use them. But we want to hear from you tonight. I had to put that out there.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Thank you for that, mighty man of God. I appreciate it. God
hey, guess
you.
What? Guess what?
What? What?
You are loved, honored, and appreciated. And before me, you were beautifully made by God.
Thank you, Pastor E. God bless you. And so are you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
I push
Amen.
You. You push me. We keep pushing.
That's right. There's only one way to go after that. That's to the top. Amen. Well, good evening. Good evening, beautiful people of God. I'm excited. I'm excited to be back with you on tonight. And I pray that your day, as well as your week, has been both positive and productive. Blessed and not stressed. Amen. I have good news for you, and it is that God is still on the throne, and he reigns forever and ever. He holds all power in his hand. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. So tonight, we have the honor of having back with us the mighty woman of God, Annie Collins. She was with us on last week, and she is back tonight. Praise God. Welcome, Minister Annie. God bless you. How are you, woman of God?
Praise God, Minister Michelle and Pastor E. Thank God for
Praise
another
God.
Opportunity to come on and be with you all and to just get God's words out to his people and to everyone. And I'm having
Indeed.
A great evening. How about yourself?
I'm having a great evening. I'm excited to be here tonight with you as we discuss our topic for tonight.
I am as
well.
Yes, amen.
Well,
Amen.
Well, last week. Go ahead, Miss Annie. I do too. Praise God.
Oh,
do you
want
to tell a little bit about yourself in case somebody's just tuning in for the first time?
Well, I'm sure most of the Now Network, they know who I am. I'm just a child of God that's trying to learn more about God, and I'm trying to myself to be more humbled, more submissive to His will, and you know, I'm still learning. The more I learn, the more I can help the next person, you know?
Amen. I'm still learning too. I don't think any of us know everything until we get to heaven and it's all revealed.
Absolutely.
So it's a day by day.
Perfectly good. Amen.
Amen. We sure wouldn't. My head is already big, sister Ann. I don't know if it can get any bigger.
But mine is
in a literal big, like physically.
All right.
Like, I'm not in denial.
You can't have fun in the Lord. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's go ahead and get into it. Well, we know last week the discussion here on Women Speak Now was church hurt. And it was so good that we decided to continue.
Wait a minute. Y'all having too much fun. I got to come back in here. Hold on. The joy of the Lord is in this place tonight. We need the joy of the Lord. This is the Holy Spirit speaking. You guys are so just, I mean, just joyful in the Lord. We have to spread this thing through this network tonight because church hurt is it's very sensitive. People don't even really want to talk about it. When we talking about, they was hoping you had hot topics this week, but when we up with church hurt number two, we need prayer. Because people don't want to talk about it because they still go to church hurt.
That's true.
As a matter of fact, they still go to the same church hurt.
No, that's a good point.
You got 50% that leave one church hurt and go to another church hurt, and then they make another people hurt up in there. We got to stop the epidemic.
Yep.
But I just wanted to celebrate you guys' joy.
Well, thank you.
Great.
I couldn't. I was on mute. I was gonna let you guys just have Women Speak Now, no male voices. But y'all had so much joy, I had to get in on the joy. I love the joy of the Lord.
Come on in anytime.
Go ahead, Minister Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to get serious, but we're still going to have fun in the Lord. But it is a serious discussion. It is a serious topic, as the man of God has said. Many people are hurt in the church. Many people continue in the same church hurt. Or they either leave that church hurt, go to another church hurt, and then the cycle continues. And hurt people normally do what? They hurt other people. So we do have to break the cycle. And so tonight's discussion is church hurt, as you heard, part two. And we figured because it was such a good topic, and it was just so much information, and it was such a great dialogue, and we know that it's a serious topic, that we decided to have a part two on tonight. And so we're going to get right into it. And so we just want to do a quick recap this on, you know, how we got started on this church hurt and what last week really was about, which was part one. And I have that church hurt happens when you are hurt in the church. That is what it is. That's just plain and simple. Church hurt happens when you are hurt in the church. And it's not necessarily a place you expect really to get hurt. You don't expect, you know, when you come to church that I'm going to be hurt. You expect to be loved on. You expect to be understood. You expect to be a safe haven when you come to church. But sometimes, being there for whatever reason, people do experience church hurt. It is also like one of the reasons people choose to leave the church. So why are so many people being hurt in the church? What we discussed last week. What is the church responsibility in addressing this hurt? And should we leave the church once we are hurt? So let's speak on it. So we just said, many come to church hurt, but they come to be healed. They don't come to be hurt. They come to be healed. And those who come to church are often the most vulnerable to begin with. You come to church because you're in a vulnerable state. You come to church because you want to surrender to God. You want to give your burdens to God. All these things. You know, you're in a vulnerable state most of the time. And you come to church, and then you find out that not only you're not going to get all these things you expected, but now the church is going to hurt you. Now, what is that about? So we in the church should have the ability to answer and heal life's deepest questions and hurt. And that ability should come through who? To God. If we are really using Jesus as our example, and he's teaching us how we should treat people. When you come as a hurt person, you should feel our love. We should be gracious towards you and all those wonderful things. So therefore, we know that the church sometimes attracts people who are vulnerable and those who are searching for answers. What do you think about that, Sister Annie? Mr. Annie?
I was writing some notes. Could you say that again? I'm sorry. I was my co-host. That's okay. Look, wait a minute. Hey, I was hoping she didn't say nothing. Because this is not just a conversation for women speak now. Church hurt is something that needs to be really, really deep, dug into deeply.
Amen.
Church hurts come from being abused, being from being molested. Church hurt goes deep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the church. So
yes,
I grew
did.
Up
yes,
in the
did.
Church. I could tell y'all some stories about, oh, no, we ain't going to go there tonight. But it has to go so deep because some people out there have been hurt by the church physically.
Yes.
They have been hurt financially.
Yes.
They have been hurt mentally. And that's why people don't want to go to church. Let me tell y'all something. Let me just throw this out there. Do you remember when we were younger, when Easter came around? Was the church full? Did they have to bring in most seats? They had they were out of capacity on Christmas and Easter.
Yes.
Go to church on Christmas and Easter now. Ain't nobody there.
Because
there's no attraction. There's no passion. There's no love. Church has been built so much by how big we can get and how many buildings we can reconstruct instead of building people. That's my ministry, is building people. Because you're the church minister, Michelle, Minister Annie. And if I cannot fix the church in you, I can never get you to come to the fellowship of like-minded believers, because that's what the real church is.
Amen, Pastor. Well, you know what? The spirit of entertainment
has
also entered the church.
Come on.
Amen.
Uh-huh, the spirit of entertainment.
It's really, to tell you the truth, Jesus said, go, therefore, and make disciples in all the land, just everywhere. Just put it all out there. But church is for the fellowship of believers when we encourage each other to go another 7 days. If encouraging other people to find Jesus instead of having a big celebration, a big concert, a big movement that people come and gratify one person.
Absolutely. That's so true.
Don't try to gratify me, because I'm going to gratify you first. Anyway, that's another message. But church is you.
No, that's good. That's good. Yes, it is.
Church
it
is you. I want this network to know that when we say church here, we're talking about you're the church. You don't need to be fixed. You just need to become. But if you're in a church that's hurting you, because your mama went there, because your daddy went there, that's because of those same oppositions that keep telling us to do what other people did. It's time for us to do what God has called me to do, and be I'm the church, y'all.
Absolutely, and
I'm looking
people
for
have
other
that
churches
mentality.
To come. And I'm gonna shut up now, because you know I'll keep going.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for other churches to come fellowship with me.
Amen. That's good. I was just going to say, well, I think when people have that mentality, exactly what you said, Pastor E, when we realize that the church is in us, then when we come together collectively, guess what? It's a whole bunch of churches coming together, and then ministry is birth. Ministry is a stronger ministry, so then you reach more people. If you say, okay, we're the church, and so now we want to go and minister to the people. We want to go feed the hungry. Guess what? More people are fed. More people are clothed. The outreach is bigger.
Amen.
You know? I think that's just awesome when you have that mentality, when you know I am the church. So if I'm here with you guys, I'm the church. If I'm out on the streets, I'm the church. If I'm at work, I'm the church. Everywhere I go,
I'm
representing.
If I'm at work,
the
I'm
the church.
The church
is in me.
If I'm at home,
amen.
I'm the church.
Yes.
If I'm on the block,
in the grocery
I'm the church.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And then we can really see the movement of the church going, because he's coming back for one church without spot or blemish. That means that we're all willing to go to the next level to make more churches, not buildings.
Amen, Pastor. That's good.
Not buildings, but churches. And I, you guys threw this subject out there, and I was like, this is not really the subject, because y'all going to keep me involved, because people really need to know the truth. I am not knocking any church establishment. But what I'm establishing is, as a believer, before you can be a part of a real church, you got to be the church yourself.
No, that's real.
How many people? It was. I only want to throw numbers out there. I ain't going to put y'all under the bus. But Church of Everlasting, we had about 30, 40 people up in there. But we had church because it was a bunch of churches coming together.
Amen. Oh, yeah. No, it's never thrown under the bus because you only need two or three. So, you know, it's
that's
not even the number.
Come on.
It's in your face.
Well, I'm saying, but people, but you know, we're on a broadcast and people want to.
Yeah,
oh,
I know
there
what
was
you
so
mean.
Many people there.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was preaching to a million.
I got it.
Preaching to a million. But, you know, people that look say, well, they was all jumped up and they all had their hands up, but it was only 40 of them. Let me tell you, the 40 make 40 million.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yep. I know I had a thousand. I had 13. Well, I had 1,300 online watching, so we had numbers.
Right?
Could you imagine if 1,300
and
people
watching,
would have been up in the church
so
Sunday
afterwards too? Man, God, you know how many people watch it? Continue to watch it. It continues to grow once you have that thing on Facebook.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But can you imagine 1,300 would have showed up at the door? It would have been a panic,
right?
Everybody went crazy.
Right,
we'd have had to put people in the back. We wouldn't have had the room. We'd have had to go to the parking lot.
Hey, we just would take the microphone. Hey, you can hear.
Because we're the church.
Yes.
And we can draw numbers when we get away from looking at the building.
Yep.
And I'm
absolutely.
Saying this, Minister Michelle, really, because people really need to get over, let it go,
I agree with you.
And move on from church hurt. Because you just didn't know what the church really was. Now you know that the church is you. You can just let everybody off the hook. Forgive. I forgive you. I forgive you. You didn't know what you were doing. I forgive you. We didn't know what we was doing. If I would have been the church, I would have already known what to go for and where to go and be a part of.
Amen.
Yes,
and amen.
Hey, y'all keep saying amen, then I'm going to keep going. No, but we want to make it open. This is a universal discussion. We could have had this for the collaboration week, but we want others to get involved in this too, because there's pastors that have been hurt in the church.
That's true.
There's
bishops
and ministers and laymen that have been hurt in the church. You know why? Because nobody asked them, what do you want to do for the church? Instead of telling them what they need them to do.
That's true. That's a good point. Or telling them everything they're doing wrong and not what they're doing right.
Uh-oh, you're going to start a whole nother sermon.
It's the truth, though. You know, people.
Well, that's the truth, because the church is supposed to show you everything that's good in you instead
of
what you come bad with.
And then we're so willing to forgive everybody else, but
church.
They don't want to forgive the pastor. You got to forgive your pastor too. But he's not worthy of forgiveness. Yes, he is. We so quick to judge people, but we don't want to be judged. You know, so we got to be careful when we're judging, because only one judge, that's God, and everybody has the right to repentance.
Amen.
So I mean, if the leader is just out of control, he's like a cult or something like that. You have
then
common
you shouldn't
sense. You're
be
not
there.
Gonna,
if
right,
you
shouldn't
if
be
you're
there.
The church yourself. And
that's
you are
right.
somewhere that's not in agreement with what you know as a church, you better get up out of there. I don't care if your mama been going there 30 years. You better find a new church.
Immediately. You don't want to find yourself in the Jim Jones situation. Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's been some people being manipulated because you didn't know better. That's why the Now Network is here, so we can all do better, so you know better. So when you hear something that's negative to the Word of God, you can say, oh, no. That's not what Pastor E said. The Word says that's not true. I got to get up out of here. I got to shake you.
Yep, and the most important thing is you got to read the Word for yourself. That's the problem. We don't want to read the Word for ourselves, so you don't know if it's the truth or not. You know, somebody could be switching it up and they sound familiar, you know, but it ain't exactly what they say.
Right.
You know, but if you read the Word for yourself, you're like, that is not what the Word says. You know?
Amen.
So you have to study to show your own self.
The Word for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a personal relationship with God, how can you tell me about a relationship with God?
That part.
All right.
That part.
If you don't know his voice, how can you tell me anything about me and my relationship and knowing his voice? I heard somebody say this 4 weeks ago. You can't hear God. I said, I don't want to call it out there, but you are a lie. I hear God because I spend so much time with him. I know his voice. And I am particularly shutting out all other voices because I want to be attentive to his voice. I do hear God. I hear God clearly. Woman, a young lady came to my transitional house today to drop off some clothes for the Resurrection Sunday, but also to look at bringing some clients into my house. At the end of her getting in her car, she said, well, you know, I'm on medical leave and this. And the Lord right then told me what to do. I helped her get in her car. Amen. And I said, can I touch your hand? And I prayed. Everything I said, watch this. Everything I said was God, because she said, how did you know to pray that? That's what I prayed this morning. I said, because I know God. You got to know that you know God. You have to know that you hear God. You have to know that you have to, you're available for God. Speak to someone and be in agreement. That woman was, half of her body was limp, and she was still walking. I'm telling you, she finna walk fully.
Praise God.
Because of her faith.
Praise God. By faith.
Because God sparked something in her today and said, but did you hear what I said? She said, how did you know I prayed that exact same prayer? I said, because I know God.
That's right. That's her a testimony for her. Yep. Well, the Lord was letting her know. I hear you.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. God told her. It's done. It's the same thing.
Be two or three witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
It's the same thing about church. If I know I am the church, I can't be hurt. Because I know what the church requires. I know what the church has called me to be. I've been church before. Pastor ain't told you all the stories, but there are 30 churches across the nation that I have sung for, done evangelism for, passed out flyers for, that said, help me do this, and I'll help you do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Guess who's helping me now? God. Because all the people that said they would help me, when I helped them get there, they wanted to keep me on because they wanted to go higher. Don't trust me.
You know, church hurt.
Trust God.
Church hurt is synonymous with people. That's the problem, Pastor. Is church hurt really is people hurt? It's inside of the church, right? And so that's where it gets deep, because people are always hurting when they can't be representing the church. And I mean, the church is supposed to be representative. The people represent the church. So when you get hurt, it's really people that's hurting you, but you feel like church people should not be hurting you. You're supposed to be different than other people. That's really the core of it.
Well, we should be. And that's what we're talking tonight. Let's be different.
Amen.
Let's love one another. Let's treat each other better than we treat ourselves. Let's look at how can I help you before you try to help me.
Amen.
Y'all better listen to me tonight, because it's actually working in my life. I don't ask nobody for nothing, but I give away a lot of things that people don't expect. Not because I'm trying to prove myself to man. I'm trying to be available for God to help somebody.
Well, that's what it's all about. When we are the church, we have to
act
like our Father, and that's what he does. He's going to help people.
Yeah.
You're going to have
a pastor. So you mean to tell me, coming back around full circle, that I'm the church, so I can act like the church?
That's right. And be the church. And then we are an example of who? Our Father, which is God. So if we say we are co-ambassadors and we are children of the Most High God, and we should act like it, we should have his attributes. And one of his attributes is to be concerned about other people.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep. Not being self-righteous. You know, that's one of the problems when people come to church. That we have a self-righteous attitude. We looking down on our noses. We acting like we better than. And all these things, you know, making people feel uncomfortable. And it's like, we all were filthy rags. But of the blood of Jesus, nobody is righteous. Not one.
Amen.
All have sinned. That includes everybody. And fall short of the glory of God. But through his grace and through his mercy, we are forgiven. We are washed in the blood. We are made whole. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So,
praise
it. That's, you know, you're just like me.
Everybody.
Saved by grace.
Everybody that just because we have all fallen and we have all sinned, don't mean you have to fall no more or sin no more. Because of grace, you're sinless. Because of favor, you no longer have to go through that no more, because I choose not to sin because of the grace and the favor of God. You know, we say
that's
some people look at it as an excuse. Oh, I all have sinned.
We talked about that. I'm saved by grace, though.
You know what I'm saying?
If I want.
No. I'm saved by grace, so I don't have to be saved no more. God is not looking for us to keep taking advantage of him. You got one opportunity to believe and stay in belief. We talked about that Sunday. That brother got up there. He said, here's the altar. And he gave about 10 examples. You go to the altar for this and altar for that.
Right. Great example.
But do we stay at the altar?
Right.
Do we stay at the church?
Right.
I do. Y'all can have a Holy Ghost party with me right now.
Amen. Well, you know, we're coming to two, Pastor. Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor.
Minister Annie, I want to, you know, because I hear you back there, but me and Minister Michelle, we road dogs. We know how to collaborate. Mm-hmm. I want to give you an opportunity to speak because I know the Lord has something
in your
spirit.
I'm listening. I'm good. I'm, you know.
But you show a good amener. You pump up good.
Well, you have a lot of stuff to share. Too,
I'm only
going to
amen when I know it's the truth. Amen. But I was,
you know, when
I was,
I'm doing Bible study. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I would just like to say, as we being the church, as us, brothers and sisters in Christ being the church, I think we should also look for ways to help the people that have been hurt in the church. That's if it has been brought to our attention. That's if with our discernment spirit that we have picked up on it. And not just for the ones that have been hurt, but for the ones that are doing the hurting. Because, as we just said, hurt people, right? So,
yes,
both parties need that help from us.
Come on, both sides.
From us that have been hurt, but now we're delivered because we chose to be so. And because we stay at the church, the building church, because that's what God brought us. Now, sometimes I know they may leave. Sometimes that may be God's will for them to leave, and sometimes it may not be. So that we do have to take it to God to see if that's for us to leave. But when we know that somebody has been hurt, I think it behooves us to go and minister to them.
I agree.
You know.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
That goes to the point where you got to meet people where they are.
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, and I've been all across LA County. Y'all know me. I'm in a lot of cities in LA County. Let me tell you right now, people ain't coming back to church. We got to get strategic and get a place that people just come because there's something that they're looking for. There's something they need. Now, I'm not throwing anybody else's Easter service, but you know, we're gonna be in the park for Easter. And we're going to feed people. We're going to give food away. And we're going to give a bag to take home of food. They ain't going to cook themselves. We got a hot meal, a cold meal, and a clothing store that you can shop in for free. But you got to go to the resurrection service in Pocket Park, right around the corner from y'all church. But when we preach there, we're going to be preaching people to come to y'all church and have a fellowship in the church. But I'm trying to get people where they are. Come as you are. Ain't taking up no offering because I'm believing the covenant partners that will be there. I'm just going to pass out certain envelopes to certain people and say, hey, but the people that's coming hurt, well, no collections. You come for free, that means it's free, but the word must be first. We're going to start that. But we're looking for other ministries to do those type of things too because people need to be met on the corner. I left you guys church the other day. They was banging music. I walked across the street, went into another building that had a barbershop with a church. Do you know it's 7 churches within 13 steps from yours?
Right there. Oh, yeah. I'm aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to all of them. It wasn't nobody in there. But the fact of the matter that people had the heart, it gives me encouragement to do something that says, can we all work together for one church? Can we all work together for the people that's out here that's scared of the religion and the condemnation that the church holds? That we make people as a church. Oh, I'm so excited for Resurrection Sunday at Pocket Park. We, you know, God is already moving in that area, but that's building people where they are.
Amen. Well, you know, you said something important earlier, Pastor, that God is coming for one church. So I believe that when the church gets on one accord as a body, as they did on the day of Pentecost, then people
yes.
will come into the church. They're going to come into the church.
Amen.
Once they see that the church is actually in us as versus a building, then and we come on that one accord, so there's power when you get on one accord. There's nothing you can do.
Yes.
That's what the enemy
yes.
fights against.
Agreement.
Been on one accord.
Yes.
So we're not in agreement. We're not on
Amen.
One accord. But when we get in agreement as a body, when we get on one accord as a body, oh, it's going to be a time
yes.
when time and people will come.
Amen.
But we do have
Amen.
To meet them
yes.
everywhere. We can meet them in the church. We can meet them in the park. We just meet them where they're at. I mean,
Grocery
that's
store.
Why the ministry is so
at
big.
Work.
Yeah, everywhere.
Walking
down
the street.
Everywhere. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
On
we
got to
get out our,
you know,
get out our comfort zones.
Yeah, in the highways and
Amen.
Highways. Amen.
All right. All right.
Oh, yeah. It's fired up. It's fired up. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Pastor Dwayne came on. He didn't dial one.
All right, Pastor Dwayne. Bring him on
but
in.
There was a caller, area code. Oh, no. They came out of the queue. I'm going to bring in Pastor
okay.
Dwayne first. No, they came back. They came back. So I'm going to put Pastor
praise
Dwayne
God.
Back. Area code 323,
okay.
last 42161. You are live on Women Speak Now. Now, this ain't Women Speak Now. This is just Be Heard.
Praise God. Welcome to Be Heard. Speak now and be heard. Praise God.
Welcome.
Welcome, caller.
Area code 323, last 42161.
Good evening, pastors. How are you? This is Carolyn.
Hi, Sister Carolyn. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
You didn't change numbers on me, huh?
Well, this is my cell phone, and the other phone is the house phone.
Okay. Are you trying to trick me?
Yeah.
See, Pastor Evie paying attention.
Right, Pastor.
Yes, I always get a lot from you all, and the part about what she said about hurt people. I find that to be so true, and a lot of people don't want to go into the church. Well, I know that. Once upon a time, I had stopped going to church because it was a church that I frequented with my ex. So I was concerned about how people would look at me or how they whisper behind your back because, you know, sometimes inside churches, it's a spot for gossiping and not helping. And so I find myself now, I know that I have to get out of it, but I do have a church home here in Palmdale. But I find
uh-huh.
myself now hunting your page and Minister Michelle's page, looking for when are you guys coming on Facebook Live or when I'm going to be able to call in because I get so much more. And not just because it's in the comfort of my home, but because I don't know. I just the fellowship to me is awesome. I've grown within the last couple of weeks since I've been with you all, and I know that I must get up and go back to the house of the Lord. But for right now, I have been hurting a whole lot, but. I've regained some of myself, and another thing that the pastor said that helped me out a lot is because you know I'm always talking about my organization, and then I've learned now after listening to you all is that as long as I'm doing the work of God, doors will be open, so I'm not worried about. Things that I have or what I have to do, and I really don't have to ask anyone for anything because whatever God wants me to have to give, then He'll give it to me.
People are gonna call
Praise
you.
That's
see, that's a dynamic.
That's
revelation
Carolyn.
Right
Minister
there,
Minister Carolyn. Amen.
Minister Carolyn, that is revelation because when you realize that, first of all, this is what really helped me in growing. Is that I don't disregard man, but I don't trust man for nothing. Because
right.
man will let you down.
I got
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Regardless, if you, even
yep.
if it's me,
looks
and
God.
I'm in my own man
yep.
self, I will let you down. I will turn my back and try to do me if I'm in me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
me
I don't
too.
Trust me. But trust the God in me by confirmation of spirit.
Amen.
Just like he called you to another level to say, you know what? I had to ask somebody to realize I never need to ask nobody for nothing, because as long as I stay in relationship with him and I become the church, everything I need is already provided.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes and amen.
Exceedingly,
amen. God
abundantly,
amen.
Above all I can think or ask. He says you won't have room to receive.
That's right. That's
but we
right.
always
want to
ask people. We always want to ask people. We always want to seek from people. We always want to knock on people's doors. He says, ask, it will be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, all doors will be open. But it's not in the physical, it's in the spiritual.
Okay,
praise
can
God.
I ask you a question? So is it wrong in the eyesight of God to ask for help?
No, it's not wrong in the eyesight of God to ask for help, because you're asking him. Okay, check this out. Let me just throw this out there. Matthew chapter 6. The disciples came to a conversation with each other after they came down from the mountain seeing Jesus pray. And they asked him one question they never had asked. They said, teach us how to pray. In that prayer, they said, Jesus said, you pray like this: our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we can read the whole thing, but I'm trying to say to you this, is that when you go to God in petition, it's his needs, his desires that are fulfilled. You don't go to people, because people are trying to go to God for their needs and they fulfilling also. But when I go to God and I say, your will be done, everything I need comes to me without me even have to ask, because he provides me with the finances, with the ideas, with the people that are like-minded with what I'm doing to give me what I need to do.
Amen. Amen.
So
and
I
you know
say
what?
To you.
Comes down to, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I know once you say that, I'll bounce right back.
Oh, yeah, same thing you're saying. I was going to say, and it comes down to this. God is the source, and everything else is just a resource.
Secondary.
God is the source.
Amen.
Yes, you got it. You got it. Amen.
No man can give you
everything
anything.
Else is a resource.
Yeah, no man will ever give you anything when you ask them directly. I'm going to be honest with you. Some people can call me and say, I need $100 because I'm trying to do this. I'd be like, well, wait a minute. I've got $100, but I'm trying to do this. But when God tells me, because of seeing the word of God move, you ain't got to never call me, because I'm going to call you first. You better ask a bunch of people on the network. They just hear, because God tells me they need you. And that's where relationship with God comes in, as you being, as you becoming the church. You're all by yourself. Now God will provide exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask.
Yes.
Not to man. You got to stay in the realm with God. Because man will let you down. Because it's not because man is bad. It's not because man's not trying to do something good also. But man need themselves to do what they got to do. And anything else is for them to do what they've been called to do. That's why I got to stand on my own and do what God has called me to do. And know that God will send people to me. And he's sending people to me, Minister Carolyn. I mean, like rampant. I mean, it's coming so fast right now. Every time I turn around, I sold 10. I get 10,000. It's like, wait a minute, 10,000? That's not 100-fold. That's 1,000-fold. And not 10,000 in my pocket, 10,000 for the community, 10,000 to give you, to help you. Okay, let me go back to this. And I'm going to leave it alone after this, because me and you have met personally. When we first met, what did I tell you to do?
Call
me. I'm going to help you. You didn't have to ask me, did you?
No,
you
sir.
Spoke You spoke what you wanted and what God had put in your heart. And I said, it leaped in my spirit. I said, I can help her with that. I can do this. I can do that. And then I committed myself to you. And I said, call me. I got you. Now, here, yeah, this going to help you tonight. How many times do you call my number for help? How many times did you call other people for help? See, I would have said no. I would have came with a collective idea on how to do things because I offered myself to you. But when you offer yourself to others, they're going to look at you secondary.
All right.
Did that make sense tonight?
Yes, sir. I do have a confession, and I
no, we don't want you to do that online. I know. I already know.
No,
I already know in the Holy Spirit.
It's not like that. It was kind of like a
no. I already know. You don't have to speak a word. Pastor E is up on everything. Okay. No, I'm serious.
It's not.
Carolyn, listen. God has forgiven you in your spirit, and by allowing me to speak in your life right now, it's done. I don't want you to
speak
it no more because I'm already up in the loop. I'm in the loop.
Amen.
Because I'm a pastor to you, looking out for your better interest. And I know how to speak the words of life to you to say, don't worry no more, be forgiven, ask for forgiveness, and move forward, and then call me, and let's make this thing happen.
Yes, sir.
I thank you.
Amen.
Thank
let
you.
Go and
come
let
on.
God. Amen.
Now I'm going to bring Pastor D in. Now I'm going to bring in Pastor D. I had to hold him back. Pastor Dwayne, man up on Women Speak Now. No, this is the collaboration tonight about church hurt.
Well, I've been sitting here listening and you know, just listening to you and listening to the Holy Ghost at the same time. And it's like, you know, we define church hurt. Because if we say that we are the body of Christ, we are the church, well, we putting our trust in man when the Bible said don't put our trust in man. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm short and cut. I don't, you know, run around no corners. But if anything that in the church hurting the body of Christ, it may number demons. So why do we cast our pearls to swine? We in a position of we believers, we know the truth, but yet we sitting here saying church hurt. The church can't, God can't hurt you. A man that we put in position that he called himself a leader, which is a leader, you know, if you read it in the Bible, he called them all kind of names, Pharisees and hypocrites and everything. But if we being hurt from the body of Christ, then that's not the body of Christ because God doesn't hurt. God is love. What I mean is this, we know the word. We expect that we know the word. And the word said truth will come out of the word. So anytime things that are behind the pulpit is hurting the body of Christ, them ain't number demons, man. Them straight demons. And we have to have a spirit of discernment because these are the last days, man. These are the last days and we got to stand fast on truth. And let truth prevail because God give us accountable for us letting the sheep get lost. You know, we letting the sheep get raped and we know the truth. And so, like you say, we got to do better. When we do better now, we know the truth. We know the truth. Why? Because we was in that kind of situation. Our testimony should be able to give somebody a way to be a way of to escape, to come to the man. If you say you're a man of God, well, then you need to repent to God before you can even actually operate. But we're not doing that. We're afraid. We're afraid of the principalities. He said it's going to be spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a spiritual warfare. He said the spiritual wickedness. The world ain't doing nothing to us. It's the folks in the church. That's the spiritual wickedness. That's what he talks about in Ephesians. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, rulers of what? High places. These spiritual things we doing, man. We fighting against spiritual. Because how could you say you love me, but you hate me? Huh. And I'm sitting there listening. And you know, I'm listening. But it's saying define. What do we mean church hurt? Because the church, God can't hurt us. Man, he said don't put your trust in man. I did it plenty of times, man. You know, I put my trust in a lot of people that I so thought that was God. But at the end of the day, God said, I didn't hurt you. You knew the truth, but you allow yourself to just wallow in it.
That's right.
When
That's
I was
right.
trying to pull you out, you didn't want to hear me. You didn't want to hear me. You wanted to go and seek and find your own. And so I warned you because it said warning come before destruction. But sometimes we don't listen to the Holy Ghost.
Well, you know, we don't even listen to ourselves.
No, we
it's
don't.
Something in us tell us first, don't do that, don't say that, don't go there. We don't even listen to ourselves. And then God comes
nope.
in and tries to still tell us something, and we still don't listen. Instead
no,
of trusting the Lord with all our heart, leaning not on my understanding really means that every time I try to get in, if anger comes up, I know that's my understanding. I got to stop. Driving down the street, every day there are cars that jump in front of me that I got to repent and ask for forgiveness. Every day, all day, there's situations, people doing this and doing that. But as the church, I have to initiate the realm of forgiveness. So I can really be the church. Because on this rock, the rock of salvation, the rock of forgiveness, the rock of love, the rock of total commitment to God is what I'm built on. I have to act it. So if I seek him first, what else will I get? All things will be added unto me. Because I'm the church.
Amen.
Don't put a label on it. I am the church. I am the church. New shirt. I am the church. I know I crack y'all up because I be making shirts all day long. Minister Terry, come on in. I am the church now.
Yes, amen, family. I'm listening to you all, and God bless you all. Love you all. I tell you, it's good to hear you all, Minister Michelle, Minister Annie. I tell you, Pastor E and Pastor Dwayne. We're speaking of church hurt, but
Minister
like
Carolyn
you guys
is on
here say,
too. We're going to bring her in the network,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, Minister Carolyn.
Minister Carolyn Hamilton.
Yes, praise God, Minister Carolyn Hamilton.
And she got my last name.
Yes, praise God.
I still
I
ain't figured
you.
That out.
Praise God. Pastor E, you know, the hurt. The hurt goes on in the building. And I heard Minister Annie said, you said, we should also be helping the hurt
Minister one. Charlene, get ready. Got one.
And the ones that hurt the one hurt ones. So you made a lot of sense there. So I really
that was a good point, Miss Annie.
A lot of us hurt.
You know, you guys touched on something that we really need to shout. And it's not just me, everyone. Anything that happens on this earth is not God.
Yeah.
You can't blame him for it. You can't say he did it. God created and it's done. God is sovereign and holy in a holy place.
Amen. Yes,
he doesn't have death. He doesn't have depression. He doesn't have homelessness. This world, though, who has a prince of the world, who is Satan, will do everything to destroy it until the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, that alleviates God from any burden, not from himself, but from us. And as a church, you know that if I am not the light that shines, there's no light shining. If I am not the one who encourages, there is no encouragement. If I am not the one who picks somebody else up, there's nobody else to do it because it's the Christ who in me, not on me, around me, in the world, but the Christ that's in me that says I can do all things.
Yeah.
Can I do better? Yeah. Have you ever heard it that way before? Yeah. We're always looking for God to come from heaven. He's not going to do it. When he come, it's going to be a terrible time for some of y'all that ain't got it right, that's prepared for heaven.
Amen. That's the truth.
Amen.
If you got an answer, that means there's a couple of negatives in your bank account. I am trying to prepare myself with a bank account of heavenly riches that says good and faithful servant. Come on in. Gates of gold. I got a mansion for you. I ain't got a shack. I'm not looking for you to clean the gold. I got a mansion for you because you prepared yourself for your place.
Hmm.
As the church.
Praise God. He said there's many mansions. Ooh, thank you.
You ain't got to worry about, but you have to share nothing with me. He says there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not tell you.
Yeah.
Many.
Yep. Yeah.
That means it's one for you, one. But are you ready for a mansion or are you ready for an apartment? Are you ready for a mansion or are you ready for a shack? Are you ready for a mansion or are you ready for whatever comes?
Amen.
I'm not waiting for just what's going to come. I am pressing towards what's promised.
Hey, man, well, you know, my pastor often says some people doing so wrong, they might end up with just a chicken coop. I don't want a chicken coop.
No, not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
I don't want a Burger King
not me.
Crown.
Not me.
I don't want a Burger King crown.
I want the best of the best of the best of the best of the best.
I want just what he said we can have. Man, that's right.
Amen.
Minister Charlene,
amen.
Come on in. Come on in, into the discussion. I'm the church. You're the church. We're the church.
Praise the Lord, Minister Charlene.
I'm the church. You're the church. Amen. I'm the church. You're the church. We're the church. And I'm going to tell you the truth. The Bible says, the word says, the gates of hell shall not prevail. You know, because on this rock, Jesus said, I built my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'm just here to testify that the chicken coop is not my testimony. It's not my portion. I'm the daughter of the king.
What?
See, the devil want to throw you on the back. The devil wants, okay, look. Because the devil want to throw God's children, at least he think he can, he want to throw God's children on the bus and make us feel like we're not about nothing. But, you know, the jewel is on the inside of us because
praise
we haven't
God.
Seen Jesus Christ before. And this, by faith, this is the seed that we know that we've overcome the world, even our faith. And if we have love one to another. So I've been pressing out of self. I've been
come
going
on.
Praise God. Praise
the
God.
Of emotion, feeling like, you know, why me? And I'm going through this. But, you know, God, Jesus said, blessed is he that overcoming. So overcoming is the focus. It's not what I'm feeling in my emotions, in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit. Because I've been, you know, I have experienced church hurt. But the depth of it and where it came from and who it came from was the shock that shocked me, rocked my world.
Whoa.
But let me tell you what.
You better say that again. Come on. You better tell somebody about that one again.
When I got hurt at church, it was a shock. It rocked my world because when I gave my life to Christ, I gave my heart to Christ. And I felt everybody came to church, gave their hearts to Christ. But I understand they say church is a hospital and wounded people are there and sick. You know, Jesus said he that's whole don't need a physician, but they that are sick. So a lot of people that were sick, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, so on, had the facade and the masks on that made you feel like you have to come up so that you could fit in. But see, we was already broken and we didn't fit in. Jesus brought us in. So God had to show me that having a broken heart, having a broken heart and a wounded spirit I was subject to that being in a fallen world, and it happened to me. It's not easy to say I was wounded, bruised, because it's like this conversation is not misery loves company. We're not here for that. But if we're going to put it all on the table, I have been hurt, wounded, bruised, you know, and by church hurt, and by family, by different people. And I didn't really put my hope or trust in them. I just didn't expect it. It just rocked my world.
I understand.
But God showed me the answer to that is overcoming. Forgive. Go to the area of forgiveness. Go to
the
area of love. Go to the area of recognizing you're not the only one. People may have it. People may have not experienced it. But I'm one of the ones that he said he came to heal the broken in heart and bind up their wounds. I'm a testimony that I'm in that category, if there was such category. I'm being healed of a broken heart and of wounds.
That's awesome.
It's hot tonight.
It's hot.
For me to say that, I'm not really celebrating that I experienced it, but for me to say that is like, you know, I'm also being part of the category of those that have been healed and touched by the love of Jesus, touched by the love of God. So I can honestly say if you get over yourself and recognize it was unjustly done, it may have been ignorantly done, innocently out of my ignorance, I may have caused some people assume that I'm, you know, whatever my attitude was or whatever. But God had to still show me the fruit of the Spirit is the road to walk on. And be humble in that. And embrace that and grow in that. Because he says it's a narrow road. It's straight and narrow. You know, I got to love them and check it out. They got to love me too.
That's right.
You know? And it has to be... It has to be a spirit and a truth, because it would be a lie. And God does not want us to live a lie. So I had to overcome myself in all this and forgive and just keep saying, you know what, you got to overcome this. You said, you know, overcome it.
Well,
so
you know,
I can't say that. I can't say that.
Mr. Charlotte, uh-huh. It sounds like you're saying that you were healed by the love of God. Is that what I hear you saying, that it was the love of God that healed all that? That would you just spoke upon?
Healed. Because let me tell you what, some people that don't know you, they touch areas that's been bruised. God is going to deep.
Yes,
there's layers. Some stuff has layers on it. Some stuff is so deep that only the power of God, only God can come in there. So I've overcome.
Oh, God
will tell me what I've overcome. I've probably overcome in God's knowledge a whole lot. But as far as God making me completely whole, that's what, wherever God is taking me in that, I'm pressing through, when you say the madness, the craziness, or whatever, the hellish distractions, because some of that stuff is satanic, demonic, and impish, and there's nothing but from hell itself. But God has the power to show me. I know all the differences and all that. Just trust me. I see everything you see. I feel everything you feel it, and you're not crazy. You know, I know exactly what's going on.
Amen. Praise God. That's awesome.
See, that's growth there, because when we can recognize what's
Amen.
Coming before it get there, I know how to fight the battle before the fight even starts.
Yeah.
It's up to me as a
church. Let me
tell
you what, we always say we got, we had these other crib, but God got the ultimate vision.
That's right.
Yeah.
So whose will am
I
serving? Because if I'm still getting beat up, I'm serving me. But if I'm anointed and covered and I'm going through, but it's not what I do, but how I do it, because I got to go through some things. Count it all joy when facing tribulations. I think Peter said in James 1. So I cannot exclude myself from the suffering because Christ suffered. I'm a sufferer also. But who am I suffering for? I'm suffering for him, not myself.
Amen. Yes. And the great thing is nothing that we go through that he's not there with us. He said, I'll be with you always, even through the end. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we know that we can't get it through it by ourselves. But with him, we can get through anything. Through him, we can do anything. Yes.
We preach
and with him, there is nothing
tonight.
Impossible. Amen. Praise God.
And you know what? I'm a much better person now than I've ever been because Jesus is on board in it with me.
Look.
Yes.
And I know y'all going to say, this is Pastor E, he's all that. I'm better now than when we started this broadcast.
Me too.
I have got new revelations. I have got new revelations to us communicating. I am better than I was. I will not be the Lord. Every time I get a chance to fellowship,
Amen.
I'm looking to be better.
Amen.
Amen.
Area code 323. Last 4-7-6-9-7. You are live on Women Speak Now and the collaboration. Come on in.
And everybody be heard.
Amen.
Amen. Area code 323. Last 4-7-6-9-7. Don't tell me you bad as me. I don't even know my last 4. 323. 7-6-9-7. These digital phones that blew us up. You know, remember, Spinach Michelle, when it wasn't no pagers or nothing else, we had a home phone. I used to know everybody's number.
No.
I used to know everybody's number by heart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now I got
to search. You had it written down in your phone book. Your little black book, your little red book.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to call you out again. Area code 323, last 4-9-6-9-7. You're live on Women Speak Now. Okay, I think that was a mistake. We are still speaking loud and being heard. I'm blessed tonight, women of God, Minister Annie and Minister Michelle, who have just eloquently presented this church hurt.
It's
something that we could probably talk about every week.
Yeah, that's so
no,
true.
Really, because people really know, stop blaming the people. People are going to always let you down. But know God, then connect with people you see God in, and you know you're in the right church.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Because I know y'all don't drive. Well, not you, Minister Michelle. You're right down the street. Minister Annie, I know. Yeah, you're right around the corner. Minister Annie, I know you don't drive all that way to go to church for just people, but you have found the church in people that makes you want to sacrifice your time, your energy, to drive over an hour and two, hour or two to get there.
Amen.
That shows you're not looking for people. You're looking for the collective person in God.
Yes. Amen.
We need more of that.
Minister Annie, I know you have a story. Oh, go ahead.
There. Amen.
I want to remind you of the story that you wanted to tell. You still wanted to tell your story about the pastor.
Yes. I was listening to one pastor was speaking one time, and it was with his congregation, and the Holy Spirit had told him to have the congregation to go around and fellowship with everyone in the church. And, you know, as they was doing that, he was watching them. And as he was watching, he noticed it was two ladies. They fellowship with everybody else, but these two ladies did not fellowship with one another. So as they continued to fellowship, then he called those two ladies up. When he called those two ladies up, you know, he told them what he had noticed, that they fellowship with everybody else, greeting them with a holy kiss, shaking hands, and, you know, but they didn't do it with one another. And he asked them, you know, what was the reason? Is there a problem? And one sister spoke out and said, well, you know, I don't have any dealings with her. And the other sister, persisted to say the same thing. And then the pastor went to ask, he said, well, why is this? What is the problem? And at that moment, neither one of them could say what the problem was, because it had been so long.
Wow.
That one hurt the other that they could not remember what the hurt was about. And it was at that moment that the Holy Spirit was there, and it fell on them, and they just came together again.
Praise God.
Now, God,
so
he gave the pastor
move tonight.
Have the church, you know. And I'm sure at that moment, he didn't even know why God had told him to do what he did, but he was obedient.
Right.
He did it. And then he was observant to what God showed him. So I believe we as the church, we should be observant as well. That's when members come into the church, and even the ones that are there, you know. I can honestly say that.
Look, y'all going to call me crazy. Not observant, Minister Annie. We need to be nosy. I need to be all up in your business.
Yeah.
If I am really your brother, I need to I need to be so nosy up in your business that I don't let nothing get by. Do I let anything get by, Minister Michelle?
Nope.
I'm super nosy. I'm super nosy for people that say, I want a covenant with you because I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let something come against you. We have conversations offline setting us up for what's coming because we believe and trust in one another. And I know I'm going to listen. Pastor E, don't do that. God told me if you do that, that's not going to work. I'm not going to say, how you know? I'm going to already know because my spirit leaps and says, I told you.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Stop holding back.
Miss Annie,
transparent.
Miss Annie, were you saying something else? I heard you about to say something about your husband.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, my husband experienced church hurt. And to me, I didn't even know it. You know, this is something he has shared with me, but you know, years ago now. But I didn't know that. And even in not knowing that, and when before he came and rededicated himself back unto the Lord, into the church, it was even prophesied to me that he would not even come in fellowship with me, that he was going to go to another church and that I would have to follow him. You know, but I didn't receive it. I didn't receive
Praise
it.
Praise
God.
Praise
God. I just said, Lord, now you got me here. This is where he brought me. And I know that you do not separate husband and wife. And I'm just believing that when he allow you to prick his heart, he will be right back here with his family where he brought his family.
Praise God. And did God do it, Sister Annie?
He did it. You see it.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Amen.
Yes, he did. And amen. So if he did it for him, he can do it for others. He is faithful.
He will. Amen. Amen. All we have to do is trust and believe and be obedient to his word. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Well, I'm not trying to be the bus carrier, but both of y'all husbands, I don't even know who they are. Both of them, from the time I first met them, and Minister Michelle's ordination, Minister Ray, and Minister Reggie, Deacon Reggie. I preach because of Reggie got on that mic. That would encourage me to preach even harder. That brother is not the same man I met.
God is able.
Minister Ray ain't the same man of God that I met. I heard him get up and spoke words. I was like, when I first met him, he was just sitting there like, watching his wife. Mm-hmm. He just kept his eyes on his wife. Now he's speaking a word of truth.
Praise God. Amen. Elevation.
The word
God
goes forth. When we trust in the Lord with all our hearts, we cannot overemphasize how important Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him
in
all your ways. And he
will
direct your path.
Yes.
He ain't playing.
He's playing. He's so faithful.
He is not playing.
No,
he is not playing.
Amen. He said it. He will perform it. Amen. You can believe
it.
Amen.
It shall be done. Amen.
It shall be. That's a promise.
Yeah, that's a promise too. Shall and will. Both of those are promises.
That's right. Thank God.
Anyone else want to get an opportunity in this call right now before we close? Dial one. We still got time. There may be one caller on here that doesn't know the Lord as your personal. You don't even know how you ended up on this broadcast. But we want to talk to you because guess what? All the joy you hear, all the love you hear, all the agreement here, you can have it right now. But come and talk to us so we can give you your starter kit to get you right where we are, where you're now pressing. That you're now studying, that you're now provoking yourself into your purpose of serving God with your all. But anyone else, dial one before Minister Annie and Minister Michelle close this broadcast out tonight. We want to hear from you. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, I cannot leave this broadcast without allowing
you
to speak now and be heard.
Man, it's God.
Well, good afternoon to everyone.
Hey!
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Evangelist Valentine, God bless you. I love you.
Good
to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Good to hear your voice as always. Much better now that I hear you. Praise God.
Well,
love
praise
you
God.
Very much.
Yes, and to the rest of you all on the line, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know what, Minister Michelle? I think it was Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Man of God, someone mentioned about, I'm sitting here listening at you all, and I heard someone talked about upon this rock, when Jesus spoke this word, and he said, upon this rock. Upon
yeah, that was me. That was me. Go on and throw that one at me.
That
yeah, that was me.
Upon
this rock.
It was.
Upon
this
rock.
Carolyn piggybacked on it, too.
Upon this rock. He said, I will build my church upon this rock. Upon this rock. He was talking about, he was talking to Peter. And he was telling Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. Jesus was talking about upon this revelation. Upon this revelation I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. Then I heard you all say something else about not trusting, putting your trust in man. God, they put trust him. Don't put your trust in man. I don't trust man. I'm going to put my trust in man. My trust is in God. My faith is in God. Everything I say and do is in God. It's not in man. Because man will let you down. Man will deceive you. Man, I hurt you. You talking about church hurt? I've seen so many church hurts I've never seen in my life. In my life, I've seen people's hurt. I've seen them coming. I've seen them go. But guess what? Some of them don't ever go to any other church. It goes back out into the world. They go back out into the world because they've been hurted. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say it. I am going to say this. I'm going to say what God tells me to say. I'm going to do what God tells me to say. And I'm going to do what he tells me to do. And wherever he leads me, I'll follow. I have seen pastors. I'm not speaking about every pastor. I've seen some pastors, even where I was fellowshipping. They give some members position in the church. You over the usher board. You over the greeters. You over the parking lot. You over the children ministry. When they do that, these people think that they've been given authority over you. He's giving you that position. He's giving you that. Well, you still should know how to talk to people. How to talk to people. Just because you've been given that position, that don't mean you come to me and have authority over me. No, you don't have authority over me. You don't rule. You can't rule over me and my character. I told you that our mouth is like fire. You can hurt me or you can damn me for the rest of my life. You could hurt someone with that little tongue in your mouth. It's like fire. You could damage someone or you could hurt them the rest of your life. Because we need to learn how to speak to one another. We need to know how to greet one another. We need to know how to love and really love. Don't tell me you love me and you done stood there and you done lied. You done lied. You don't love me. You saying it because you want to say it. But that's why I heard Pastor Dwayne says, it's demonic spirit. It's deceiving spirit. They have fakes and phonies in the church. They have all kinds of people in the body of Christ because we the church. I've seen them. He said you must discern. And we need to have that discerning spirit. We need to have wisdom. We have to have knowledge. Because I'm telling you, when I see it, I look at it. I say, God, this is not of you. These people are hurt. I've seen them come, and I've seen them go. I've seen them, I've gone back to the world, just like this, that Lot's wife. When she looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt because her heart was back in the street, back in the world. The people goes back into the world, and they need help. And we don't go see Bible, just like the sheep. When one is lost, and you go get that one and bring it back, then we rejoice over that one than you would that 99. Are y'all there? Hello?
We here. You flowing. But let me put it like this. I'm gonna tell you something. Look, I see it every day. Because I'm trying to tell everybody I meet about Jesus. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
Yes.
They look at me like I'm stupid. I heard that before. I went to church. I was beat down. They made me take out the trash. They didn't show me no work. I see it every day in the parks.
Let me share this.
Don't you know that 50% of the homeless people out there in the street is homeless because the church didn't help them when they needed help? People that have been sowing and giving tithes for 10 years, they lose their job, and the church tell them, fill out an application, fill out a credit report, fill out this. Don't get me started on the church because I have done deep down investigation on how people sow tithes. And so what, you get your taxes back. If you sow into my church, you can call me for some money because that's why I'm building a storehouse. Look, I'm building a storehouse like Joseph. So when famine comes, I can say yes.
Yeah.
So when you need when you need help, I can say yes. Not that you're just giving me money to buy me this and buy me that, but that we can build a storehouse of giving to others.
Yeah.
That's where the church has went wrong, because people have given so much of their money. And then when hard times came, the church said, and we got to pay our bills. The church said, hey, brother, we don't have a business to build money. That's why the church got to change its direction. We got to start becoming multipliers instead of just sitting dormant.
And that's another thing.
Every time I bring you on here, Evangelist Virginia, you want to get me fired up because I'm going to tell the truth. The church ain't been right.
No.
I was a part of a major church. I was a part of a major church, thousands of members. And then a member who was a leadership came in, they had just lost their job. And if you looked at the books, every year they sold $12,000. Over 6 years, that was $72,000. But all they needed was five to stay afloat.
Yeah.
The church told them no. And they lost everything. Something's wrong with that system.
Oh, yeah.
Something is wrong with that system.
Something is wrong with that system. Because if you're sowing seed here, you should be able to reap harvest. Especially when
you're happy. There's some churches that's doing right by that, though, but the members in that kind of church is real small. People want to fly to the bigger churches when they need help. It's not there. But the little churches that's doing stuff, they have what's called a benevolent offering, and that offering is used with people who really need it. But the benevolent offering is small because the congregation is small. But people flock to these big churches, and then when you need help, and I'm not saying every big church is not doing right, but a lot of them are at the bigger
church
that's not doing right.
Every big church is not doing right. Let's keep it real. Every big church is not doing right.
You know?
No,
so,
they're not.
Yeah.
Well, here, let me tell you why, though. Because the big church won't tell you you're wrong, but the little church tell you you are.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah. See, I can go to a big church, and nobody ever tell me, I smell alcohol on you. I seen you with that girl at the store.
Right.
But the little church going to tell you about yourself because they want you to be better.
Right.
That's the difference in that.
Go ahead,
woman of God. That's one more thing I would like to say. Okay. I don't mind helping in the church. But another thing, in my home, I had my own family daycare, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when I went to this church where I am now, they asked me, they put in the minister, hey, I need you to go into the children's church. No, I told it to the pastor and his wife. I said, I had a family daycare in my home. I given it up. I said, God has called me. He wants me to go out and minister. Mm-hmm. And I given up what I was doing in my home. And I'm not going to go back there and wake with children. He said, why? I said, because they're bad. I said, they do everything and they don't listen to me.
They're always going to stick us with the children, too. I don't know what that's about. Go ahead.
Yeah, and another thing, they want you to go. They're using you as a janitor. They're using you as a cook, go, I need you to stay over, and we're going to clean out the bathroom, and we're going to do this and do that. I said, I wasn't called as a janitor, nor a chef.
Speak on it, woman of God.
No,
But watch this. But if I came to you as a pastor and says, we have needs here, what is your passion? What could you sow that you get excited about? Well, Pastor, I like to clean windows. I guarantee you I have the cleanest windows in the city. If you came to me and said, I just like to open the door, I guarantee you my door will always stay open. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
If you said to me, I just want to pass out flyers, I have the best flyers ever passed out because that's your passion.
Yeah.
And
that's
knowing,
the key, too, man, the guy. That's the key.
Yeah, passion.
That's it. That's
your
the key.
Passion.
People
that's
always
be
put.
Your passion.
People, most churches put you where
they
need you.
Mm-hmm. You got it. You better speak
most
on
churches,
it, man.
Most churches say, well, I need some ushers. Can you go usher? I don't like ushering. I need you to usher. And then you end up doing it, but you never do it in peace because that's not your passion.
No, you don't.
Right.
But
you do it so long, you never get to your purpose. You never get to your purpose because they never, you know.
You never find your purpose.
Yeah.
You get lost. Because you're doing something people told you to do and something you want to do.
That's it.
Or what you called to do.
When I first talked to y'all, do you remember I asked you, what do you like doing? What's your passion? Because if I get your passion, I'm going to get the best out of you.
You're going to get the best.
Oh, wait a minute. I done gave away one of my secrets. Oh, my God. Holy Spirit, did you allow that? Because if I can get the best out of you. The only way I'm gonna get the best out of you is finding what you feel is your best.
Yes, and if you lack ushering, well, you need to stand at that door and be the best.
I'm gonna make you an usher.
And if that's what you want to do, and you like doing that, well, be the best usher you can be. Be the best doorkeeper you can be.
That's right.
Yeah. Be the best choir member you can be.
Yes, and amen. That's good.
For the church, you know, when you're the church, when you're the church, I'm talking about individually, you don't look at the title or the position. You look at doing what God has called you to do.
That's it.
Joy, love, happiness, helping others,
dying
for yourself, giving God your all, because you're not no longer you, but the church that lives in you.
Yeah. And you enjoy what you're doing.
Well, I enjoy everything I do. I enjoy everything I do.
It's just like you're a nurse and you're working in a hospital. I've seen this because I've worked in a hospital. You're not working there, okay, and you're not treating the patients right. You come in with an attitude. I've seen it because I've worked in the hospital. Don't be in there just for the money. You need to be in there for the patient and love that patient and do what you're supposed to do for that patient.
That's right.
I've seen it. I love my patient. I care for my patient. I even prayed with my patient.
Preach to my patients. You know, that you see,
yes,
now you're trying to bring up my past. But when I was going to college, I was the maintenance manager at Long Beach Hospital, Long Beach Memorial Hospital. And people used to hate me because I cared more about the people than I did the money. Especially in hospitals, people are treated bad, especially if they're convalescent. And they're only in the hospital for care, and then they're going to send them back to a convalescent hospital. They get treated all kind of ways. I would want anyone in there to be treated equally. Not because of me, because of God in that person. Somebody need to hear that today, because you may be a CNA, a BNA, a DNA, a KNA, but you need to not be what that is, but a God in they saying that God's love is I do it in everything I do. Mr. Michelle, you got 3 minutes left. You want to close us out of here? We just got going. Every time I bring Evangelist Virginia on here, I have to wait to the end because I know she's going to get me sparked up. But close us out of here and bless the Lord. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you all. I just want to say this too before my 3 minutes are up, Pastor E, that if you're at a church and, you know, there's nobody else to do a certain task, it's okay to do it. I just think if they know what your passion is, they can say, well, you know what, you just need you to clean the bathroom for now, but we know that your passion is evangelism, so we're just going to have you do it for a certain amount of time, and we're going to cultivate your evangelism. But in closing, I would like to say that I just praise God for his word that went forth tonight, and I pray that you have been blessed, you have been free, you have been encouraged, motivated, and inspired. I just want to give a special thanks to everyone who shared on tonight. So thank you so much, Pastor E, Pastor Collins, Minister Sherlin, Minister Carolyn, Minister Terry, and Evangelist Valentine, and everyone who listens. God bless you. And so I just want to give a special thank you to my co-host, Minister Annie, my co-ambassador, Minister Annie Collins. She did an excellent job, and I do believe if I'm ever out that she can hold it down. So praise God. So what a mighty God we serve. He loves you with everlasting love. He is a healer, a deliverer, the King of glory, and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. God bless you, family. You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.